on the music of a Wednesday morning. Good morning, everybody, from the studios at Grand Forks, Best Source. It's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by, realty expert Caitlin Ramseth. We'll talk with Caitlin right after this.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into ah. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
And here she is, the one, the only, the realty expert, Caitlin Ramseth.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. It's been a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Anything new in your world? Anything new and exciting in your world?
So last Thursday, the realtors had our STARS event.
Okay.
And I was awarded Rookie of the Year.
Wow. How about that?
I know. It was really exciting. One of those things where it's like, oh, all your hard work finally paid off. And you get a little recognition.
Sure,
which is
sure.
Always fun, so.
That's awesome. Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
You know, with all of these Berkshire Hathaway podcasts that we've done, you know, there are so many different types of properties that you can buy or sell. You know, condos, townhomes, single family homes, shouses. There's just a ton of them. Now, there's got to be pros and cons for all of them, I would imagine.
There are, yes.
Do you think we could talk about this kind of stuff today?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Perfect.
So the one thing is, like, a lot of first-time home buyers, they come in and they haven't gotten pre-approved yet and they don't know. They want to buy a house. They just don't know what they want to buy. So this would be a good topic for any, you know, buyers out there who don't know what they want to buy.
Okay.
And the first place to start is always going to be getting that pre-approval, because not only does it tell you what your budget is, but it's also going to tell you what type of loan that the banks are going to finance for you.
Sure.
Because depending on the different types of loans, whether that's conventional, FHA, VA, it could maybe not allow you to buy certain properties. So the first property that we'll start off with is a single family home. And this is like the most popular one, I would say. You know, even as kids, when we draw a house, we are drawing that single family home. So this is, when you think of a home, this is probably what you're thinking of. So single family home, you own the house and the land as well. Some pros to buying a single family home is you're going to get more space, more freedom. So maybe you've been renting an apartment or you're living at mom and dad's still. A single family home is going to allow you to have way more space than an apartment would.
Sure.
Parking, you're going to have probably a garage. If not a garage, you're going to have a driveway. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot more parking available compared to, you know, an apartment.
Yep.
You only get like one parking space type of thing.
Don't have to worry about people dinging your cars.
Yep, exactly. And then to get a mortgage on a single family home is pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of risk for banks to have a single family home. So these are going to be pretty easy to acquire. Again, whether you're using conventional, FHA, VA, they're pretty easy to get mortgages on these. So the cons, I only could come up with one con for a single family home, and that would be just that there is more maintenance that goes into owning a home.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do it all yourself.
You do.
You know, in an apartment house, you've got somebody, a maintenance man or manager or whatever, but now, you know, you've got lawn mowing and snow removal and painting and upkeep and all that stuff.
Yeah, and there is a lot of upkeep for sure, especially living here in the winter times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to watch out with the roof, the exterior, the siding, all that kind of stuff, as well as like your HVAC system and all of those things. And then I always say, like, you know, if your dishwasher breaks, you can't really call the maintenance man to come fix it. Like,
no.
You are responsible now for going and fixing it or getting a new one,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff.
Can you say Bud and Ralph's?
Yep, exactly. So that's just something to consider if you're going to be buying a single family home, is that there's just a lot more maintenance that goes into it. So the next one that's pretty common in this area are townhomes or your twin homes.
Mm-hmm.
These ones are pretty good. They're similar to single family homes, but they're different. So a lot of times you'll see it looks like a single family home, but two of them smushed together.
Sure.
Like they're almost like they're glued together and they share a wall inside.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have, you know, your outside yard, whether that's backyard, front yard. You might have a deck off the back. You're going to have your you probably have a garage door with your own driveway, but you have your next door neighbor like living right next door to you.
But wouldn't it be nice too? I mean, if you did buy a twin home, you could possibly rent the other side.
Right.
You know, and then there's maybe a good chunk of your mortgage.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. For sure. So yeah, for a townhome, these are also kind of similar to condos in a way as well. We'll get into condos next though. But so I kind of mentioned that you're attached with that one wall. So that could be a con, is that you have a neighbor right next door. A lot of times they're set up though, where that shared wall might be like a living room or a kitchen, not necessarily like a bedroom or something. So it shouldn't be too bad of an issue.
As long as they're not a drummer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then on townhomes and twin homes, you also own the land as well. So if you're someone who has pets or something like that, this is still a really good idea because they're more affordable than a single family home. And you still have your own yard space and stuff like that. The only con I kind of came up with this one was that you might have noisy neighbors.
Yeah.
But even in a single family home, you might have neighbors that you don't really get along with as
well. Sure. Right. So, right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still better than an apartment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's still better than an apartment. You're still getting that equity and all that fun stuff. Okay. So the next one is the condos or condominiums. So these ones are a lot different, and you can kind of think of these ones as they're almost like an apartment building, but you own the unit you're living in. You're not renting it out. So you, basically, though, you own the interior sheetrock. So you own the walls up to the ceiling to the floor. You don't own the exterior, anything like that. And that could be a con, but it also could be a pro. So if you're someone who maybe doesn't have a lot of money or you're older, you don't want to have to worry about exterior. You do in condos have an HOA fee, and this is something that might be paid quarterly, monthly, annually. But this is going to cover that exterior insurance. So someone like me, if I don't want to have to take care of the exterior of my home, I might want to live in a condo because someone else is going to be taking care of it for you.
Right.
So that's a pro, but it also could be a con because you do have those HOA fees and restrictions. So as far as like renovating and doing things like that, there's a lot of restrictions on that. So you can't quite make it your own.
See, yeah, I've never quite figured that out. Yeah. I own it. Mm-hmm. I bought it. I paid for it. Yet you're telling me what I can and cannot do with it.
Yeah. So essentially it's like someone owns the association.
Yeah,
and they're in
yeah.
charge of telling you what you can and can't do, even though you own your it's different, but again, for some people that's the way that they want to go, because then they know everything is going to be exactly how it needs to be. You don't have to worry about neighbors doing obnoxious things, that kind of stuff. So everything is set in stone. Here in Grand Forks, we do have a couple luxury condos, and these offer more amenities. Some of them have pools inside.
Yeah, indoor pools.
Some of the shared common areas are really nice, and they have a lot of those amenities. So, again, that might be something that someone's looking for. Not only do you get a house, but you get a pool and all this fun stuff with it. Another pro I wrote down for condos is that they have lower maintenance, and this is ultimately because you're paying someone to do the lawn care, the snow removal, and all of that.
The condos have a maintenance guy.
Yep, exactly. Okay. Yep. So if you know something goes wrong, someone's there to take care of it and help out. A con to a condo is a lot of the condos around here have pet restrictions.
Yeah.
And not saying that you can't have any pets at all, but they usually have a size or weight limit, maybe only one pet, that kind of thing. So if you're a pet lover, this might not be a good option for you because there are restrictions on that. And then the only other con I found for a condo would be just those, there's extra dues on top of your mortgage. So you, with the HOA fees, you're going to have those dues. They vary condo to condo. There's not like one set stone fee for it, but it's covering that exterior insurance, the lawn care. Some places might even help include utilities as well. So something like that, which could be a pro as well. So kind of just depends on who, the buyer and what they're looking for.
You know, it's kind of weird because it's like this big circle. You know, when I first started living on my own, it was apartment houses. Well, then you go and get your first house, and now I'm in my second house. Now I'm getting to the age where I want to downsize. So I'm thinking about, you know, like a duplex or maybe even a condo. And who knows, when I get any older, it could be back to an apartment. But it's kind of funny how that works.
It goes full circle.
It does. It really does. And you know, I enjoyed mowing my 6 acres and seeing all the animals and going around all the trees a while ago.
Yeah.
You know, now I dread it.
I know.
But it's pretty cool when people can come out and say, man, you got your own little slice of heaven out here. So, I mean, there's the pros and cons for all of them.
There really is. And that's why the conversations we have when we are meeting new buyers and stuff, really, we have to have those conversations, because if they're really adamant on they don't like to do snow care, like the lawn and snow, then it's like, okay, maybe a single family home isn't going to be the best option for you, because you're going to be doing a lot of that.
Yeah. And you know, you might think, well, it's my house, it's up to me. Well, no, it's really not, because you have neighbors.
Right.
You have things called city codes. Mm-hmm. If you don't mow, they'll come and mow it for you, and they're going to charge you. And if you don't move your snow, they'll come and move it for you, but it's going to cost you a ton. Yes. So there are things you still have to follow and rules and things like that, but it's still nice having your own place.
Exactly. I have two more left here. So the next one is a multifamily home. We do have quite a few of these here in Grand Forks as well. So these are separate units starting at, we have our duplex, so that's going to be two units, triplex, three units, fourplex. I'm sure you can guess how many fourplexes, all the way up to an apartment building. So basically this would be someone buys it, they rent it out to tenants, and they get cash flow by doing that. So that's also an option. It's a little bit different on taxes when you're getting the income coming in on a on a home that you own. And then depending on different types of loans, usually you have to be living in it for your primary residence.
Right.
So kind of comes down to that as well. So that's another conversation we'll have if you're looking for a home. And I know it's a little different too if you're living in one side and renting out the other, kind of like you said. So that would be probably okay to finance as well. So. And then the very last one here is manufactured homes, also known as like modular homes, mobile homes. These, I found out, are very, very popular in the South, but I also see them a lot around here in Grand Forks too. So mobile homes are designated to be moved. So it's basically like a home on wheels. They have the axles. Pros to a manufactured home are they're really affordable. And if you've been in some of the newer ones, they're very, very nice.
Yes, they are.
Very nice. A lot of times, a lot of buyers will buy a chunk of land and put a mobile home or a manufactured home on like a rural lot. So that's always an option too. The cons of a manufactured home is it's really hard to get financing on it because banks look at it as a vehicle since it's on wheels. So a lot of times you have to find a banker who will finance it. Otherwise, you have to pay cash with it.
You know, a lot of people say the manufactured homes, nah, I'm not going to buy anything that's on wheels. But the people I know that live in them, they are built very well because they have to travel down the road.
Yes.
So they're 2x6 walls instead of 2x4 walls. And they're not just the little ranch style cookie cutter little places either. I've seen some really nice split levels.
Yeah.
You know, granted they might come in two or three different pieces or four or five, but they're still nice, you know, nonetheless.
Yeah, and a lot of them here around Grand Forks too, especially rural, they're on foundation.
Sure.
So they've taken them off the wheels and axles and actually put them on foundation. Yep. So things like that, though, if it is on foundation or double wide versus single, some banks can finance them.
Okay.
But yeah, ultimately, the main takeaway is you have to get your pre-approval first. Agents don't tell you this because we want to be annoying and tell you to do your homework before buying a house. We say this because even though a pre-approval, you're going to find out your budget, what you can and can't afford. You also find out what loan you're going to get and exactly what type of house you can get.
Sure. Again, you're just such a teacher, I tell you.
If somebody at heart.
There you go. If somebody wants to get a hold of Realty Expert Caitlin Ramseth about any of these questions, how do they get a hold of you?
My number is 320-267-6692, and you can text or call me anytime.
All right. You'll be back on Friday.
Yes.
All right. Until then, there you go. Your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. That's your Realty Expert, Caitlin Ramseth. She'll be back again Friday morning, 10 o'clock.